At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, yo.
And it really is too bad you're not in studio with us tonight, Mike. Really, you know, you're because
what did I miss?
We're watching Spider-Man.
There's the original?
There's a Spider-Man marathon on Sci-Fi. We're watching all the different Spider-Mans.
Which guy? Is it Garfield?
Spider-Man.
Is it Maguire?
No, that matters.
We're seeing the worst one. It's Tobey Maguire. But still, it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but you got the Goblin
Spider-Man.
If it's the first one.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Watch it. Spider-Man. It's the first one going to the second one. Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
Then there it's the go. Andrew Garfield one. Spider-Man.
Is he going to do anything from Tick, Tick, Boom?
No, he's actually going to give his speech.
I thought. That.
From Social Network, where he says, I was like standing next to you because I always look bigger, Sean. Sorry.
Never saw it.
You never saw Social Network? It's the new Shawshank. Are you kidding?
Nah.
You never saw it. Seriously, it's the new Shawshank.
Yeah,
it's,
I lived it in the Silicon Valley. I didn't care to go revisit it.
Really? You lived it? You had all that money and then you...
No. I'm not saying that, Well, I did on paper for a very brief period of time. But
okay.
Then some bad management decisions screwed me.
Oh, and then what? Then you didn't know how to code right and you couldn't code?
Well, I wasn't a coder, quite obviously.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would have never met because I would have gone to some other young startup and... live there 18 hours a day and maybe found my pot of gold there.
You didn't get financial advice from Justin Timberlake and turn it into a lot of money?
Can't dance anymore either. So, I mean, his credibility is shot.
Wow. Wait, Justin Timberlake's
did you not see that video the other
shot?
Day?
Wow, that's a hot take.
Didn't you see that?
No, what happened? He was dancing and he couldn't dance?
Yeah,
you can't
dance. He looked like an old man.
Are you sure it was him?
Yeah. It might not have been him.
Well,
it could have just been the guy they put in the rubber suit for the for the all the six.
How dare you bring that commercial back up?
I love it. The old guy.
It's making my skin crawl right now.
Those are my favorite commercials because people actually thought it was some like 80-year-old guy.
That would have been great. It's actually Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, it's Dick Van Dyke. Now there's video of Dick Van Dyke like every day going to the gym now.
He's
like
the
every
best.
Day he's going to the gym.
He works out.
He's like 96 or
something? Yeah. I work out. What was it? It wasn't Six Flags. What were those commercials for?
Yes, it was.
It was Six Flags.
Was it Six Flags?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Matt.
Okay. Absolutely.
Magic, that's right. Yeah. Well,
the old guy comes off the bus. Yeah.
Yes, he's dancing. Boy, look at the guy. He's so spry. It's a dancer in a mask. That's what it is.
Big bottle glasses.
Yep. He looked like Harry Carey, like he stole him from him. Holy cow.
I can just do that all night now.
No, you just want to go to Magic Mountain.
Sure, I can. I'd like to do that too. That's good. See, last night it was, and now it's this.
No, last night you were asleep.
Last night I was waking up right about now. Going, I feel so much better after my second COVID booster. I feel better after sleeping for 6 hours. Now I'm okay. But you know, you and Dan Beyer were holding it down last night. Everything was good. It was all right.
It just keeps rolling. The machine goes on. Obviously, you know, there's things that are missed and elements of the show that change a bit. But in the end, we power through. Second day in a row with Gascon, though.
Mm-hmm.
After his long sojourn to parts unknown. I mean, all of a sudden, there he is, back-to-back days. Oh, good times, man. Good times.
I want to play that when he's doing his update now. I really do.
Well, does it run about a minute and a half?
Oh, it can run as long as I need it to.
Yeah,
the point was that is it cut off at a minute and a half?
No, Tyshirt's got it, man. He's fine. He's going to make sure everything is nice and legal, right? All right, Tyshirt's got it. Even with just me going,
you know what? You're really lucky I'm not in studio with you tonight.
Why is that?
Oh, I'd be jumping across the counter and attacking.
Ah, it's awesome. Ah, that's my favorite song.
You now owe me tickets to Magic Mountain.
I was going to say, you owe me at least a good bottle of booze at this point.
Okay, so one thing I am really afraid of now, as we get ready for NBA free agency, so many big stories today with players opting out of deals, saying they're coming back, maybe they're not. I am really afraid that, I say this, you're going to go, duh, you go, but I really am afraid, and I can see the Knicks blowing this whole Jalen Brunson thing. The big story of free agency so far has been this fait accompli, which I love using that phrase. I feel so intelligent when I say it's a fait accompli, that Jalen Brunson's going to be a Knick. Every day it's the Knicks are clearing the decks for Jalen Brunson. They want him. There's mutual interest. Rick Brunson's with the team. He was a former Knick. They've been such a close relationship with Leon Rose in the Knicks front office. He's going to be a Knick. There's quotes from Rick Brunson about, and there's nothing from Dallas. Jalen Brunson's going to be a Knick. Now, is he a little overrated? Sure, he is. He was good in the playoffs. Okay. But the bottom line is, I'm excited about it because it's very simple. Is Jalen Brunson better than what you have now? If the answer is yes, then you sign Jalen Brunson. Hey, guess what? It's going to work. Rick Bucher said he's kind of like Fred VanVleet. You know what? I'd love Fred VanVleet too. Hey, you know why? Because he's better than what we have. But this could get to the point where it would be the most embarrassing Knicks headline in a decade, and that's saying something for the Knicks that seemed to print bad headlines and embarrassing headlines. Like, hey, I got another guy, an embarrassing Knicks headline. No, this doesn't make it. No, it doesn't make it. No, it doesn't make it. Because the Knicks have done everything for him. Not to try to get DeJounte Murray, who got traded today. This has been Jalen Brunson. He's the They're treating him like he is a hometown superstar. We're bringing him into the fold. He is a member of the Knicks family already. We are making trades. There goes Alec Burks. There goes Nerlens Noel. Two guys that Tom Thibodeau loved, and they were big rotation players for him. We're going to send these guys out because we need that money. Got to get to that $25 million number to be able to go get Jalen Brunson for 4 years and $100-some-odd million. Everything is to go get him, not anybody else. Not to say, hey, we're opening up the coffers, we got money for everybody, because every year the Knicks do that, they don't wind up getting anybody because nobody wants their money. They finally have a guy who in theory wants their money, and I am just so panicked that they're going to blow it, and either the first day of free agency, the Mavericks are going to say, hey, we got the money for Jalen, and Jalen Brunson signs, and Mark Cuban's going to say, we were worried for a little bit, but we knew he wanted to stay, and the Knicks are going to come up empty. Somehow, something's going to happen, and I'm going to have to live with another day of the Knicks are just continue to tease you and disappoint you, because Knicks. So yeah, I'm already looking at this like it's a story that's going to happen. Everything points to him going to the Knicks. Again, most embarrassing headline for the Knicks in a decade if they don't get Jalen Brunson. That's how, because of everything they've done, and they have been very over the top about it. Yes, we're doing this for Jalen Brunson. Are you kidding? Of course doing it for Jalen Brunson. Yeah, of course we know. It would be so unbelievably embarrassing. And I'm ready for it, because you know, Knicks. But that's where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the Knicks go, I'd really have to do some digging. I mean, there's got to be some really bad stuff from the last decade, isn't there?
Of course there is.
No, but I mean,
things
that would trump this. I mean, this Jalen Brunson, right? I mean, look, we had this conversation when it was starting to percolate that was going to be the case, and that was going to be your big prize. They moved, you know, players, as you said, to make some space under the cap. So here you go. We can offer you a king's ransom to come here. But the whole time, I mean, you were originally very skeptical and, well, a little agitated that Jalen Brunson was going to be this guy. Right? What is Jalen Brunson? 16-5 guy? Or the guy that put up 35-plus a couple times in the playoffs? Which guy? Is that the guy he could be to lead your Knicks? And will he be allowed to be that guy in a Tom Thibodeau-led squad? I mean, come on. I mean, that you might as well have a documentary on this right now, the way this flows. Not to mention, I've seen every other player on that team in some sort of wacky trade scenario, and here, this guy that just showed up, he had a cup of coffee. We're going to kick him back out the door. And look, there's at least 15 teams that people have tried to tie Julius Randle to. It ain't happening, people. Nobody's doing that. If we're going to talk about all these other players that nobody wants their contract, effort, history, etc., Julius Randle has to be on that list somewhere at this point, right? Given what you've given, what you've seen here the last year plus the playoffs. There's just a guy that gets in his feels, and it affects him on the court. There's no other ways about it. And now you got to figure out how to get the best out of him as Jalen Brunson comes in, allegedly. So that's I understand now your vexation that this could go to hell. But as of now, you're winning free agency. Isn't that what you always want to do? At least I win the offseason.
Well, it hasn't really started yet. It's more than, hey, we're going to win, and then actually have to do it.
No. But at least it's consistent with your teams. Now, the Mets are playing really well right now. Fine. But historically, it's we won the offseason. We've got, 9 years together here at Fox Sports Radio. You've won a lot of offseasons. Your teams have won nothing.
But that's when we win. We win in the offseason. The seasons give us trouble.
But that's the point. You at least win the offseason.
Yeah, no, because you know what? The rules of the different sports aren't good for my teams. That's what it is. It's the general rules that have to be followed. That's why.
Yeah, so in this case, if Brunson goes there, and that's done, let's just, for argument's sake, say that finishes. I mean, you're at least in the headline saying, all right, we got a huge piece, and we weakened Luka. By the way, did you see that picture of Luka that was circulating? I was trying to get authenticity of it, like one of those, hey, I'm at an auction house. Can you verify this is actually what he's looking like? Because right now, if that picture is to be believed and it's not a doppelganger, he's all like lean and buff.
He is, like when Jokic first showed up. Whoa, look how lean and buff he is.
Well, I mean, he could still ride in the sulky, and you can't be too heavy to do that. So, I mean, Jokic is still getting it done.
Hey, I got a picture of Luka having a beer at a restaurant. It's fine. It's from months ago. No, look, if the Knicks get Jalen Brunson, I'll be excited because he's better than what we have, and it's moving towards a younger core, which is exactly what the Knicks need to do. You got to move on from the veterans, and they're doing it, right? This is not a team that is built to be a big-time contender. It's, all right, the veterans were here. Now it's time to go back and build with the young players we have, and that's Brunson, and it's Barrett, and it's Quickly, and Toppin. And, all right, I get it. But if they don't get him, the optic of this is so incredibly awful. I mean, I the optic of this might be worse than Charles Oakley getting thrown out of MSG, which is the only thing really comparable in the last decade for embarrassing Knicks headlines.
No, but that was fun for us.
It was.
I mean, how embarrassing.
But for
really
the Knicks, look,
it?
Anything that's embarrassing for the Knicks is fun for us. I mean, of course it's fun for us. But if we're talking about for the Knicks, fun for us, yeah, of course. Anything the Knicks do is fun for us. The Knicks are not boring.
Ready? You know what I'm going to give you as the ultimate punchline?
What's that, buddy?
Dolan, yo.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I mean it. The Knicks, I'm ready for the Knicks to blow it because they're the Knicks, and I just know what's going to happen. I know it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, and the musical stylings of Alex Teichert's Spotify account.
Mike, well, you know what he's trying to do? Yeah. He's trying to get you to go watch League of Legends Arcane.
Yes, sir.
On Netflix. Boy, that was fantastic. Yeah, no wasn't fan. It, Alex?
Unbelievable.
Smith, I never steer you wrong on TV, movies, or food. Get on board.
Isn't that like one of those multiple player online games?
MMO?
And they turn into a movie?
So League of Legends is one of the biggest gaming in the world.
Not an FPS.
Game. Yeah.
Not an MMA.
No.
Okay, not
You're talking about a MOBA.
Not an NFT.
Not an NFT.
A MOBA.
Okay. Not a BTU.
No.
Not an LOL.
Not RPG.
Not a ROFLMAO.
Yeah, not a LARPer.
Not a LARPer.
Although there are plenty of LARPers related to this LARPers. League of Legends, but yeah.
Okay, so and this is a movie?
It's a show.
It's a nine-episode show on Netflix.
About a video game.
About Boba.
It's amazing.
About the world and some characters and heroes that if you're in the world, like my kids were, Eleanor is a big gamer.
Wait,
so she kind of explained it to me. It's fantastic.
It's a show about this game?
Yes.
It's like Ken Burns' baseball, but for a video game?
It's the lore of it. It's here's the background. Here's these characters. Here's
it's a 9-hour show that explains the game.
You're immersed in a world.
So League of Legends has its own world. They made an entire franchise season on it, and there's a second part coming out later next year too.
So it's a movie or it's a game?
It's a show.
It's a TV show.
So they took video of people playing this game.
That's Twitch.
Stop.
He's trying to be funny and he's not.
I'm trying to understand this. So it's like Jake Gyllenhaal in Prince of Persia. Is that what it is? Is that what this is?
I'm done.
You're assuming I saw that movie.
They just took this game and they made a movie and they made a show out of it. Right? Is that what you're telling me?
You're too much.
But that's what they did. Is that what they did?
No.
No. It's too high concept.
Jason.
That's too high concept.
Jason.
Stranger Things, there's the right side up and the upside down. Very simple.
Just tell
the origins of two iconic league champions set in the utopian Piltover and the oppressed underground of Zaun. So you have an underbelly, a class system where these folks have to live underground or they get hunted, and you've got people living in great opulence above the surface.
Okay,
and you've got the battles therein.
Okay, you said underbelly like 5 times in the last 2 minutes, so you're done with your quota of the word underbelly.
Yeah.
They're actors playing these people.
It's a cartoon, dude.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Anime.
It's anime.
Not even real actors?
No, it's a cartoon.
How dare you?
Of a video game.
How dare you?
But that's you telling me that's what
it is,
right?
Not a cartoon.
I'd rather watch Spider-Man again.
Oh, my God.
Spider-Man.
You're fired.
You are so uncultured, Jason.
It's a cartoon about a video game. That's what this is.
Is there a Big Mac on the way for you?
No,
or what?
I just want to know.
You need your sustenance.
Because if I have to explain this to somebody saying, hey, these two lunatics that I work with are telling me about this League of Legends show on Netflix,
Call
and I say what it is, and then they say, oh, yes, it's great, that's exactly what you think it is, or no, that's not at all what you think it is.
It's very easy, Jason. You ready?
Yeah.
It's an anime adaptation of the lore behind one of the world's most popular video games.
Okay, so it's not even, it's about the lore. Basically, it's describing, it's like the instructions of this video game.
Did you ever see the World of Warcraft movie?
There was no, I can't say
I'm
that.
Done.
That wasn't great, but okay. I mean, I was entertaining as long as you just kind of paused and didn't expect much.
I got it until you said it's about the lore of it. So it's someone just telling a story?
Yes.
Is it like Bilbo Baggins is telling you this story?
No, it's not Bilbo Baggins, and it's not the Lorax speaking for the trees.
It's an anime.
My God, man.
The Lorax, I speak for the trees.
Should have never played the song.
I am.
It's
okay.
A great song, though.
Okay.
That opening is killer.
It's not just a show that has a plot and everything. It's a show, but the plot is the lore.
Yes.
Surrounding it. So nothing really happens except they just tell you a story about what surrounds
this game. There's a lot of murders and explosions and intrigue.
This is like the NFL on Fox pregame show. They're going to talk about a game and they're going to tell you about it before you actually get to play it. That's what it is.
Except with real people.
It's Terry and JB and everybody, and they're all there. And they're all telling you what's happening.
And Jay Glazer comes in to tell you who got hurt in the last scene.
That's what this is. Yes, exactly, right? It's Kurt, and it's Terry, and it's Howie, right, and Jay, and they're talking about the games, and then we get to actually see the games.
By the way, Alex told my daughter, Eleanor, that you played it, and she says, I love you.
Thank you. Tell her I love her back. That's awesome.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but do you play the game or do you play the lore of the game?
Well, I've actually played the game and it was cool to see the lore come to life for a show.
How is there a show when that's not really anything other than just this is what the game is about?
The characters have backstories to them in the game.
Backstory.
Yes.
Well, now you got me because now I'm into Mythic Quest.
There you go.
Backstory is a backstory.
Right. It's the e-true Hollywood story in anime form of these League of Legends characters.
Now, I'm just thinking of F. Murray Abraham saying backstory. Oh, we have a backstory.
Jason, just pretend it's Marvel and they're blue people.
Okay. All right. Fine. So they're.
Okay. You want to talk about? All right. Well, that's they're fine. Not Nebula, but
that's
okay.
Fine. No, not Nebula.
But if you were also referring to Avatar, I don't think I've ever heard a theater
I wasn't
more
but yeah
than when that trailer started when we went to the movies the other day.
You lost me with lore. I mean, that's been
I'd be willing to bet if you watch it with your daughter, you guys would love it.
I couldn't even explain it to her.
Don't just turn it on. That's it.
What is this about? Don't worry about
just
it.
Watch.
Just watch. Okay.
Now, obviously, we're not talking about the evil brother of Data on Star Trek: The Next Generation, whose name was Lore. So we got to make sure that not to confuse the audience.
Harmon, now you got to explain to millennials what the hell Star Trek is.
A groundbreaking TV show and movie series created by Gene Roddenberry in the 60s that really helped to spur innovation and thought of young scientists to try to conquer the globe and space travel.
Sounds horrible.
Spider-Man. I'd rather watch Spider-Man. Give me Spider-Man.
What Spock, are you, three?
Why? But Spock. Spock.
No, this one didn't include Spock.
Spock.
I mean, the
why?
Larger universe
Spock.
Did. This was Data and his brother, Lore. Right. My dad is going to love right, that I got his evil brother.
I'm done with
you
Lore.
You obsessed over the word Lore. So you know what
I'm
I said? Blank
Lore.
You.
And
there was a character named
and
Lore.
And for our fans who are listening right now.
Yeah, sorry about this.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make sure everybody on the show is fired tomorrow.
I just connected. Alex and I just connected worlds.
You didn't even
are you kidding me?
I didn't know that
we brought so
real.
Many people together right there. The Star Trek nerds, the League of Legend nerds.
Yes, you're calling them all nerds. You're bringing them all together. Yes, they
it's
love that.
It's a term of endearment.
They love that. Way to go.
It is yeah, a term go, of Harvey. Endearment. Because yeah. In 2022, you own that.
Oh, boy.
You own who you are. You I know, love you all out there, wherever you're listening.
You know what? Listen, let's get
Jason
you.
Doesn't. He well, just dismissed
hey,
you all together.
I love everybody.
He made fun of you like none of your
no.
quests,
stop.
None of your gaming,
stop.
None of your backstories,
stop.
None of your lore mattered.
Backstory. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We are now moving away from lore officially. There's no more lore. Lore is done. We're done with lore. We're done with people named lore. We're done with all kinds of lore. Lore is done. L-O-R-E, L-A-U-R, lore is done. Instead...
Well, Friday we're going to do the lore of the Bobby Bonilla contract.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Bonilla Day coming up on Friday. Yay! Yippee skippy!
Oh, you'll be off, so it won't matter to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Well, that's another Bobby Bonilla Day till I retire, right? Because that's what I'm going to do, the last Bobby Bonilla Day. A big trade in the NBA goes down earlier today, and it's a trade that I look at it and say, they've just become an NBA Finals team, and they should replace the Bulls as my pick
wow.
for an Eastern Conference finalist next season. Because, you know, we did that a couple weeks ago. Hey, how do things look going into free agency? We picked the teams we expect to see in the East and Western Conference finals. And I said, next year, Bucks-Bulls. Now, clearly, the Bulls have some situations, and everything is fluid. But I liked where the Bulls were. They were one of the top teams in the East. But now that the Hawks steal DeJounte Murray from the Spurs. And I know Rick Bucher wasn't as high on this deal, but this is a guy who was an all-star player, is 25, and they trade away Danilo Gallinari and three first-round picks for him. All right, he not only is a great player, he fits in with everything the Hawks need. Another scorer to take pressure off of Trae Young, another guy that can dish, another guy that can play great defense, because, you know, Trae Young defensively is just kind of, hey, all right, he's long, he's someone that can play. This is everything they need. And it's not like the Eastern Conference is really, really loaded. You watch the Celtics meander their way to the Eastern Conference Finals and into the NBA Finals. this is like the Hawks have decided we're going to build the Warriors of the 20s with a couple of different kind of players. And Trae Young is going to be Steph, and DeJounte Murray is going to be Klay. And this is how we're going to do it. There's more than enough basketball for everyone. For all the worries that, oh, Trae Young is a ball-dominant guy. Yeah, sure, DeJounte Murray's a ball-dominant guy. But we have seen ball-dominant guys get along with other ball-dominant guys on teams. It's happened. It hasn't worked with the Nets because the Nets had all kinds of problems, but we've seen it happen before. Guys come to play together, and stars all need the basketball at certain times. So yeah, when good players come and play together, there's always that little bit of adjustment, but generally they figure it out. And these are two young stars that now are going to be the most dangerous backcourt in the NBA because they're both in their early 20s. And the Hawks were a really good team 2 years ago, right? They had a rougher year this year, but they have firepower, and you just add someone that can do almost anything. And this is some kind of move. I expect the Hawks to be in the Eastern Conference Finals next season, and they're now an NBA Finals type team because they're coming out of the East. And all the East teams have warts and there's questions, and they just incredibly strengthened themselves today. This is a blockbuster move, and one of those trades, you see it when you go, wait, DeJounte Murray for Gallinari and 3 first round picks? Did we call them? That's when the owner calls you in as a GM and goes, hey, we called them, right? And made them an offer, and you as a GM, you go, they turned us down. We offered our best players, and they said, oh, okay. So I want to make sure we called them because, boy, they're like giving them away, and I'd feel really bad if we didn't call them because there's 20 teams right now that's saying, that was a deal? We could have given up. We could have more in a trade like that. The Knicks really wanted DeJounte Murray. How did they not give up more for that? How did 20 teams are saying, we could have done that from his 3 first-round picks? What do we care? F them picks. This is the era of sports we're in right now. By the time these first-round picks are going to play, it's going to be 2030. We're going to be getting into the last Bobby Bonilla day. Again, it's like a fantasy trade where you see someone trade away a player, you go, dude, I would have given you more. Why didn't you call me? I would have given you more than he gave you for him. You should have called me if you had him on the trading block. 20 teams are saying, oh, we could have done better than that for DeJounte Murray, and now the Hawks have a guy that's going to get him to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, as we've discussed with the Rams and that philosophy and what this trade represents, as well as the other moves that are to come here in the next week or two and however long free agency and the carousel spins, I want to know how good my team can be today. How do I maximize, particularly when you've got players like Trae Young on your roster, where you have such a window where they're at their peak of their powers, and you want to maximize what that squad is. As you said, with the Eastern Conference, we did the laundry list one after another of the warts, the contract issues and snafus that may be there, maybe not this year, but are off on the horizon of multiple guys having to come up at the same time, and how do you pick your poison if you're there, right? The Bucks, is Middleton going to be back full? The Sixers, as much as they're fun, and James Harden, and Embiid and everything, can they get any better? They won 51 games. They seemed to ride out a very rough regular season, and then they were done. The Bulls, there's talk of, you know, whether LaVine's there, or do you change out some of those components? Do the Celtics have one of those hangovers, or does the finals loss propel them to greatness? Right? Do we have the problems of the first half of the season? Obviously, Udoka's there in year two. You would think continuity breeds success. The Nets, who the hell knows? Cavaliers, I don't know. Hornets have issues, right? The Knicks are getting Brunson. How many games is he worth? They were 37-45. What does that get them? Get them to 500? Is that what we say there? Maybe slightly above. I don't know. I don't want to mock you too much. And then on the back end of those four teams, well, they're trash. So you've got the opportunity to go and jump, right? And so why would you not take that now? Future picks, forget it. Because if you're any good, they're in the lower first round, and most of those guys are. If they make, well, you have to give them a contract, right? If they're in the first round, but do they have playing time necessarily? No. Might be G League guys. Second round guys, they may not make it out of the first round of training camp practices. So, yeah, you go all in. If you can acquire a guy who's going to give you the kind of output that Murray does, absolutely. Roll all in. Does it make him a conference finals team? Finals team? I don't know. But I like the boldness of the proclamation, your conviction, and the way you so cavalierly threw out my Bulls team like yesterday.
I didn't cavalierly did it. I kind of
you just
had
tossed
to.
Them to the wayside
because
you just said, "All right, now they suck."
No, I didn't say that. But
I read between the lines.
Getting DeJounte Murray is better than I don't know if we're going to have Zach LaVine. That's kind of a big question.
No, that is true.
That's a big deal.
One guy is in italics, as in might be here. The other guy is bold face. Hey, we brought in a stud.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon.
Oh, let it breathe.
Jobs here on this show are wide open. If you want to be a co-host or an engineer.
Better know the lore.
Have to know the lore if you want to be on the show. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where earlier today, James Harden decided, no. I don't want $40 million next year. I want to opt out of the final year of my deal with the 76ers so Philadelphia can sign more players. He wants to be a team-friendly guy. He has decided after all these years, now I want to be a team-friendly guy. I'm going
to go make a pilgrimage to that strip club in his honor.
Yeah, you are insane if you think this is James Harden turning over a new leaf. Come on, man. This is a guy. He was never a team guy in Houston. The team he blowtorched on the way out of town. No, I'm not coming to practice.
Well, I mean, just because he saw reality.
I'm not going to go watch game film. No, 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 none of that. And I'm going to say the situation is untenable. That team guy who then went to Brooklyn. And guess what? Wasn't a team guy there either. Wasn't in shape. Wasn't dynamic. Couldn't get along with the stars. That team guy who then went to Philadelphia and again wasn't dynamic, had a tough time producing. They went home early in the playoffs. Now he's a team guy and he says, I'm going to make sure that we have more money available so we can get better players in here as I look to work out a new deal with Philadelphia. Just stop. James Harden is the same selfish dude he has always been. And now all he's doing is getting the headline today to get more money down the road because the Sixers are the only team that's going to pay him. It's just like the Nets and Kyrie. If Kyrie didn't opt into his deal, nobody's going to pay him money for different reasons. Kyrie, you can't trust when he shows up to work. James Harden, you can't trust, is still a dominant, dynamic player. He knows the only team that's going to pay him is Philadelphia because Philadelphia gave up a lot for him, and if they just let him go, they'd feel embarrassed. So they're the only team he has some kind of leverage with. So all he's going to do is this. If this is my last payday, and you work this out, the math is easy. Well, if I take the $40 million for this year, what am I going to get next year? Well, James, if you stink, not a lot. Maybe 5, 10 million. I mean, I don't know. If you want to keep playing, I don't know. So what this is going to be is James Harden's going to say, no, this $45 million that I wanted, I'm going to take less than that. Hey, you can take $10 million off my salary and use as a full mid-level exception to get a star player in here. That's going to help us win. Oh, so James is doing out of the... No. What James Harden's then going to do is say, okay, so let's work out now a 3-year deal where I'm getting paid $30 million a year. But look, I'm taking $15 million less. No, you're making an extra $60 million because no one else is going to pay you. This is what James Harden is doing because they're the only team that he has over a barrel, and that is the Philadelphia 76ers. So he's going to find a way to extend this to have a payday next year and the year after that he was never going to get if he left the team. That's what's going on. He's not some new guy that's, I tell you, I've had a moment of epiphany in my life where I've decided, oh, everything is going to be different from now on. I'm going to suddenly help teams win instead of being a selfish guy. No, that's who James Harden is, and that's what he's doing right now. I'm not going to make a lot of money the next couple of years if I opt in here because basically my time of being a dominant player and being dynamic is over. But if I can convince them to give me $15 million less this year but $30 million next year, hey, suddenly, I'm plus $60 million in this. This is how he's playing the game.
Look, I can't hate the player in the game. Maybe he had an epiphany. Maybe he looked around and saw the negative coverage. Also looked at the clout guys are getting for all the angry things they tweet back and forth, as I call it, the WWE-ification of the NBA, NFL, etc. And he decided, you know what? There's a lot of negativity around me, and I want to be a positive guy. And I want to win a title because otherwise I'm always going to be cast into that. He never won. And he was a bad guy on top of it. Maybe he's just misunderstood. Part of this is I got sarcasm dripping into a bucket underneath my seat here. The other part is, I don't know, I'll grab some popcorn and a nice cold Budweiser and I'll sit back and I'll watch it, Smith. Because, I mean, that team is already potentially chaotic. Right? I mean, Doc Rivers is still running the show. So, and Joel Embiid is at some point going to be embittered. We saw pieces this past year, but that was more him versus the media. Again, another WWE work, although I think he was really into his feels a little bit more. But for Harden, maybe there's that time of switching, you know, flipping that switch in this next phase of his career. Maybe he had, as they said in Pulp Fiction, that moment of clarity.
So you should be doing this deal for the Sixers. He would want you on that board going, hey, this guy believes me that I'm suddenly going to be a different player. He wants to give me money. Harm. Yeah, I wish you were in charge of us here at Fox. You'd give everybody money. If I was
no, that's categorically true. There'd be a lot of changes. But The reality is that you got a guy who maybe says, look, I've only got a window here, and I'm going to get paid anyway, and I've already gotten a lot of money. So maybe I do free things up for this year so we can make the best run we can. And so maybe I don't have all of those team things. Maybe he went and got, you know, had a nice walk on the beach and found some clarity. I don't know.
Uh-huh. All right. You believe James Harden to your detriment.
Hey, what's my detriment? I'm going to sit here and watch the show either way.
Oh, yeah, great for us, but your detriment not being wrong about James Harden being a new guy. James Harden's James Harden.
Sometimes you need to trust people and hope that they can change.
I really wish you were doing those negotiations.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.